The Atlantic hurricane season has officially started, and meteorologists predict it will be more active than usual. But in Savannah, Georgia, crews are still cleaning up from last fall's Hurricane Matthew, including in cemeteries and historic sites where the damage can extend underground when trees are uprooted. Emily Jones of Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting went along with a crew looking for unearthed history in a Savannah cemetery.
It's a sunny weekend morning in Laurel Grove South, a historically African-American cemetery on the west side of Savannah. It's hard to imagine a cloud in the sky or a drop of rain, but in October 2016, Hurricane Matthew left its mark here. Near the entrance, where a lush stand of laurel oak trees once stood, is a line of crooked stumps with their roots heaved partway out of the ground. A tree removal team is standing by to saw up the stumps, but first...
I'm going to screen that root ball over there since he lifted it up for me.
Rob Lundeen shovels dirt from the ball of roots under each stump into a wooden frame with a fine grate for a bottom. He's an archaeologist hired by the city to search for historic artifacts.
A lot of times you can hear the artifacts inside the screen when you're shaking it, depending on what it is. You can hear that clamshell in there, sort of snapping against the wall here.
It's actually an oyster shell, and those are everywhere in Savannah, so there's no need to save it. Lundeen doesn't find anything important in these roots, so he gives the okay to the tree service to crank up the grinder. All this makes for slow going. But money for disaster cleanup comes from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and the law requires the agency to consider the possible impact on historic properties and artifacts. In a historic cemetery like this one, archaeologists could find human remains among the tree roots. But archaeologist Brent Handley says his team is looking for more than just the people buried here.
Hardware is almost as important as the human remains, because during this time, a lot of these older cemeteries fall within a period of what we refer to as the beautification of death. And a lot of caskets and crypts and everything were very ornate.
The beautification trend is evident in Laurel Grove South, which was founded in 1853 for Savannah's African-American community. Some graves feature tall stone obelisks or headstones carved like a scroll of parchment. The city's director of cemeteries, Richard Gerbasi, says all of this tells a story.
It tells a story of a culture. It tells a story of the city, anywhere from the items used to mark a grave to the inscriptions that they put on their monuments.
This cemetery is still in use, and during the 19th and 20th centuries was the area's most significant final resting place for African Americans. While slavery was still legal, more free blacks were interred here than any other cemetery in the Southeast. The trouble is, Hurricane Matthew jumbled some of that story, and it could be difficult to piece back together.
And unfortunately, the records aren't as accurate as we'd like, so, you know, you have to be very careful because there's no telling what you can find.
In one place, a felled sweet gum tree knocked over several large pieces of stone as its roots tore out of the ground. The stump, more than 5 feet across, sits atop an obelisk. The crew has to move the stone to the side to grind down the massive stump. Once it's gone, Lundeen, the other archaeologist, tries to piece the site back together with Rich Nugent from the tree service.
See, those were sitting on this side of the tree coming out of the ground, as you can see in the photograph. That one was pointed out that way.
I bet you the ones with the arches... here,
right.
Here, and then the straight piece on the top.
Yeah.
The jigsaw puzzle.
They arrange the pieces as best they can so the area looks like the surrounding grave sites. But it will be a bigger project to get everything back where it belongs. Going forward, Gerbasi says he hopes to document all the sites with photos or digital coordinates so there's a better record the next time a storm comes. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah, Georgia.